Hello.
Testing, testing. 1, 2.
Yes, sir. You can hear me?
I can hear you, my good man. How can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, that's what's up. So,
that's crazy that this actually worked. Crazy. That's what
I'm saying. I thought, I don't know. It's just cool because now I don't have to have people come through to my little area.
Exactly.
Or now I could just they can get the app.
Yep. I would say I was gonna make a group Instagram chat and then screen record like the tutorial of how to get in it, mm-hmm. and then just like have anyone in it and be like, all right, this is what you do, and post the video, they can all see it, and then if they want to do it, hop in, and that works. If not, they'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, for sure, bro. I'm gonna do this for my most of my, like, if I can't get people in one place, I'm gonna do the whole group recording thing.
Yeah.
If I can, I'm gonna just do it the old fashioned way, get people to come through. For sure. We go to one area and we just talk. But yeah, I've been off this app for a minute, and that's because I'm
cool yeah
right now. So I'm like, because I'm trying to transfer it to Casa San Bernardino. So I was like, nah, like, all right, this podcast thing, I could do it, mm-hmm. but I need to make sure I got my school stuff straight. Now that it's summer, it's definitely time to grind on this thing and do what I need to do in school, because I'm chilling right now.
Facts.
You know? So for sure, like, I was just like, bro, I what was the last thing I put out? It was the...
On the come up probably with Novell, right?
Yeah, with Novell. And those guys were cool.
They're cool?
Like, yeah, they was cool dudes, bro. I was like, they're like very passionate about their craft. And it's always nice meeting those type of people.
Facts.
Who are passionate about what they do. And like, and you could see it in like the way they talk about what they're doing, mm-hmm. and the way they do everything. It's crazy. And that was a cool conversation because I was like, oh, I don't want to be like just talking to like rappers. Or,
yeah.
I want to talk to different types of people. Mm-hmm. So like, I got an interview lined up with a songwriter, goes by Dom Boy, I think.
Interesting.
She's entering the Redlands Music Festival, I think, and I'm probably gonna tap in with her after.
Clean.
She's done with that. Yeah, I met her through this one girl. Her name was Tori, I think. Shout out to Tori. She's cute. She's fine. You know?
Well, you haven't even announced your name or who you is.
Say what?
You haven't even announced your name or who you are.
You know what? People know who it is. another broadcast of the podcast. You know, I'm with the boy, the modern day philosopher, aka Brandon Sarpong. You may know him from our interview, but you know what? People just should know who we are. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like, what? You're right.
Like, I didn't even have to announce one, but nah, I should have went in with that because we were just making sure it was working.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I was saying, so there's, yeah, it was weird because the way I even came across that person. Is I was walking to class, and there was this these two people. It was this one dude. I forgot his name. I think it was like Jacob, mm-hmm. or Jake, something with the J. I saw them walking, and then it was him and his whole homegirl Tori.
Yeah,
I thought she was cute. I was like, oh snap! And then they were both in like little business attire. Like, oh, they must be like in marketing or something.
Yeah.
So then I walk, and I'm late to class, right? So I'm like low key. I'm not late, but I'm like, all right. I'm like 5 minutes away, and I like to get to class a little bit early. So, like, you know, I don't know. I'm weird like that. Not really, but so I'm walking, and then it's like, oh, the guy, he was like, oh, I like your shirt. Where'd you get it? I said, oh, I got it online. He said, oh, what type of job do you have to pay get that shirt? And I'm like, bro, it's like $15. It's not that much. Like, it's not deep. Like, not to, like, I wasn't like trying to put him down. I was like, bro, like, I don't even have a job, you know? Like, I'm broke. Like, I don't know where I got this from, bro. I got it online. It's always a dope shirt. And then, yeah, I think he was one of those, I think he was an entrepreneur. Like, I looked on his Instagram and, you know, like, had entrepreneur on his bio. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's how I knew he was an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, got him. And then his homegirl, the one I thought was fine, right? Yeah. I was like, oh, snap. And she was like, oh, you do a podcast and stuff? I said, yeah, and then I interview all types of people, and then sometimes we do group discussions. So, I have a sister who's really good, and she's really talented, and she's entering the Redlands Music Festival. I'm like, oh, snap, bring her my way. I'll definitely do it.
For a fact.
For a fact, exactly. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, bring her through. When I have the time, or when there's time and we're both free, then I'll sit down with her for an interview. And I might just do it this way, just because it's just easier.
Exactly. So then shout out to Anchor.
Shout out to Anchor. Anchor still hasn't sponsored me. There's a problem. But you know what? It's my fault because I haven't grinded hard. Once I hit that grind.
I feel like once you hit that grind, it's off.
Then that's when they're like, you know what? I will put a little money in your pocket. Go get you a nice little. You don't have to order off the dollar menu no more. Go get you a nice little quarter pounder with extra cheese or something.
Ooh, that's not kind of good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they gonna make sure your boy's all right. But yeah, I got something lined up. I got a few interviews lined up right now, so I'm happy about that. So.
That's what's
definitely,
up.
Definitely got some stuff in the works, for sure. And, you know, we're just going to see what the future holds with this podcast. Hopefully, I can do a lot. I want to do more group discussions instead of just interviews.
Yeah, me.
That'll be fun. That'll be really fun. Because we can just, we don't even have to be talking about nothing. We can just be talking about nothing.
That's what I really want the podcast to be. Just about, I mean, we could, like, I still want us to, like, have a kind of a topic we get to. But, like, overall.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I just want it to be like fun, just so everybody can speak their mind, you know. It's just fun. But yeah, what are we going to talk about on this broadcast, in the podcast?
They basically said that you can't work. That's legal. And so
right now, like a bunch of Bama were like, yo, you basically cannot procreate, or no, you can't abort your, not procreate, you can't abort your baby, like you can't.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter if it's not, its heart's not beating or whatever, there's no activity in that, you can't abort it. See, here's how I see it, right? You're an old dude. You're probably married. You're probably in a relationship that you don't necessarily like anymore because you're old. And you know what? Your wife's old, so you're not going to look at her the same way when you were, like, 15 and she was 15 and you guys were, like, always honeymooning. But, like, now it's like you get these dudes in power. They're going to make some real changes based on, you know. I feel like that's what it is. I mean, I do think they're being petty. I feel like they are, because it's like, oh, nah, like, I don't know. I just feel like they're being petty. I don't even think they really have a good reason as to.
Well, I don't see why it's necessary. That's what I'm, well, not, yeah, like, I don't see why it's necessary unless it comes that you're killing the baby. Like, once it has a heartbeat, then that's killing, you feel me? At least to me, that's my perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why. I know it's not black and white every single time, but I don't see why. If we kept that, then it would at least take out more of the scenarios that we have happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there won't be so much argument on it. If it has a heartbeat, it's alive. And if it doesn't, then it's dead. And then everything that's the black and white ones would be the anomalies in that. But it's pretty hard to argue against. Like, so.
Right.
I'm confused about why you would have that's even, it's even a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's my problem with it. And it's like, people in Alabama, like, what are y'all doing?
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Florida's doing a better job than y'all, because Florida's the one that always getting some heat, like always getting some shit on
for them. Real. Taking bath salts.
It's like, oh, man eaten by an alligator. Oh, that's Florida. Nah, but, you know, Alabama really took the icing off the cake. Like,
yeah.
Wow, abortion. You have to think, but you have to also understand Alabama is like 50th in their education. So, really, do you really think they care about, you know, what's happening in their, like, here's the thing. It's all about, they always talk about the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see that separation at all whatsoever.
Fact.
Because out, like, the South, from, you know, ever, for as long as I can remember, they've always had this, like, religious undertone to them. Like, they take their religion seriously. Like, well, more than, you know, us here in California, where we kind of, like, have everything here, you know?
Yeah. So,
like, with the South, they're really so-called religious, but they're not really Christians by belief. They're Christians. They're, like, they're selective Christians. Like, they choose, pick and choose when they want to be Christian. And that, I think that's also a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, I feel like, yeah, okay, I know in the Bible, or I don't know where it says in the Bible that abortion's legal, but it's like, okay, I guess it's like it's a religious thing with these people. Like, I don't know, like, oh, but it's like, I don't know, it's like, oh, yeah, you can't kill that baby because it has a life. And everybody has a lot of life except when it's born. But it's funny. It's really, I find it really funny when the baby's born and it's put in the foster system, or it's black, or it's gay, or it's transgender. Oh, yeah, that's not our problem anymore. But, oh, when it's forming in the stomach,
then it's y'all problem.
We need to protect this life when it doesn't even have a heartbeat. Are you serious? So you're really going to tell me, like, I'm not even, here's the thing. Personally, I'm not that I don't care, but I feel like, why should I'm a man, right? I'm not the one who, I don't care. I feel like it's like, I know that I'm not supposed to even be the one to decide. It's not really my choice. It's not my body, but it's like, I don't know. I guess I was always born a certain way. I was born into, like, thinking, like, people are, like, you know, people have their, you know, choices in life, right? So I think it's like, with that, I don't know, like, it's like, I've never really had like a thing about abortion. It was kind of like, well, you know what, like, if you really think you can't keep this baby for whatever circumstances you may be going through, I feel like, hey, don't put yourself through some 9 months of, like, pain.
True, just
to, like, have a baby and then not even be able to sufficiently take care of it, or not show it any love that you can give it because of the circumstances you're in. I think a lot of those lawmakers, those Alabama lawmakers, did not see, like, they don't understand a mother's, like, love is the powerfulest thing you can give to a child.
For a fact.
And it's like, if you take that, if you somehow, if that love is not able to be given properly, that can destroy or mess up or alter the way that kid grows up. Because it's like, I mean, not to say that a father's not important. Of course, the father's there is going to, a father's going to teach you what a father's going to teach you.
Exactly.
The maternal, bond between a mother and the son, that's really important, because it's like, or a mother and a daughter or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you need to, like, you can't just, oh, just because, you think that, oh, because you feel a certain way, you can make something happen. Like, I feel like they thought they were doing a good job, and they're pro-life, or I don't know. Listen, I don't label myself as a pro-life, pro-choice guy. I'm not even all into, like, the political side, which is, it's not a good thing. I'm not bragging about it, because it's not necessarily a good thing, but it's like,
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, I don't know, maybe, I guess it's the liberal speaking. Like, bro, like, what am I gonna say? If you really can't take care of the baby, what am I gonna say? No, we're keeping this baby. I just want to know, who's the nigga that said, oh, I've never met a nigga that was like, oh, you know what, you know what, I'm pro-life, so yeah, you should destroy that, like, you can't do that, huh? No, because, like, it doesn't matter, because if the kid, like, there's always a circumstance in which the baby's born, either out of consequence, out of consent, rape, and or those three. Those are the only three that I know of, right?
Yeah, of course.
So when it's like, when you're when it's a rape, like, well, I feel like, okay, if it's rape, that's just like a no brainer. Like, you're not gonna put a baby into this world that has to find out that their mom
was right
for them.
Yeah, exactly.
At all. And then out of consequence, it's always younger people impregnating other people out of consequence. Now, it's because, oh, it feels so good without a condom. Oh, nah, like, oh, you know what, we don't, my pull-up game's strong.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all little kids, wrap that up. wrap it up.
Like, bro, you nasty. You little nasties. Stop playing. And then, bro, all these girls, bro, that I knew in high school, bro, they getting pregnant. And it's like, damn, like.
Where's the pill?
It's like, sheesh. Where's birth control?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't do it wrong, have the pill. And make sure y'all both clean. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and yeah, like, it's just crazy. Like, with this whole abortion law, I feel like it's really, it's dumb. I feel like these people don't have the right to say what a woman chooses to do with their body.
I would agree with that. And I would also say, but sometimes, and this is not a shout at women. I'm not being like a devil's advocate, but I would like to say that it takes two to have sex. So I don't think I don't think the guy should have the final say, but y'all got to remember that it's still going to affect the guy. The guy should have at least something to say about it. But like at the end of the day, it should be the woman's choice. But there's like girls are like, I should not be. And I'm like, how do you? I just saw that because on Twitter, girls really are like, God, should not talk about it. And I'm just there like, wow, that's really crazy.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't think, it's not like, I don't feel like it's the guy, guys should talk about it. It's more of like, oh, man. Oh, my God. Yo. Sure. I'm in the middle of a podcast, though. So. I'm in the middle of a podcast. I'm on God. I'm on the middle of a podcast right now.
Who that?
Oh, it's my brother.
Who's
this? Hey.
It's my boy, Brandon.
Oh, what's up with you, bro?
What's good, brother?
I'm for real on the podcast.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Hey, follow me.
What's your
at, bro?
No, I'm playing, bro. At me at Jodeci Santana. I'm not going to spell it because if you can't, you a peon.
A peon.
This man. But what was you saying before this man?
I was talking about the Twitter that girls really say.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these. Yeah, I think it's just an anger. It's a unified anger, right? Like, for as long as we can remember, women were always, you know, underprivileged.
Yeah, facts.
And a lot of these women are mad. I mean, now it's 2019. You would think women would have their say about what goes on with their own bodies. But no, it's the same white patriarchal society telling us what to do again. And it's like, guys shouldn't be able to talk about abortion since they're not the ones that have to go through it, or they don't have to go through the process of abortion. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Like with me, I don't care. Not caring as in I don't care what happens to a woman's body. I just don't think I really don't need to say anything. But here's the thing. I mean, but you know. Say a situation like this does happen to me. I can't talk, and it's like, oh, I want to get rid of the baby, but then I'm saying this right now. But I know this is not, I'm never gonna. I won't get a girl pregnant unless I'm financially stable.
He's a good man.
Like I'm not impregnating anybody unless I'm in a good place in my like life in general. Exactly. Yeah. And it's because this is someone I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, right? So, with this whole thing, like, I feel like if I were in this situation, it'd be like, that's the thing. A lot of these men probably were never in these type of situations, and they're speaking on it.
I see.
The outsiders look,
oh,
from what they're saying, abortion's not good, but, you know, the girls who have to go have to be shamed when they go to the clinic. By pro-life, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of these pro-lifers are just bullshit, and I don't believe them because, like, they care until after the baby is born. Then it's, oh, you're on your own. I just feel like it's like, keep that same energy when the baby's born. Stop talking about how we're killing our kids. And when we have kids stuffed in the foster system, and then it's like, bro, no one's trying to take care of these foster kids, but you want to give, you want to have shame somebody because they want to
take care of their kid.
Yeah, you want to shame somebody because they can't take care of this kid. Yeah. With everything that's going on. Oh, because of your stupid beliefs. I don't know. I just think it's stupid. Like, a lot of people don't understand, like, there's nothing wrong with being pro-choice, but being pro-life, I feel like it's very ignorant, in my opinion. It's mm-hmm. ignorant in the sense that you're not looking at the other person's perspective. You're looking at what you believe in, and that's really, like, irritating, kind of, like, you don't know what goes on with a woman's body, so why do you have a say in what happens? A lot of these people don't know their way around a human body, a woman's body. So how are
they don't be climax?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't get your girl to that level, so how are you going to tell your girl, oh, 14th baby? Like, you know what? This is what, nah, ladies, listen to me. If you ever in a situation, right? Listen, like, if he tells you abort that baby, ask him, but did you make me nut? Exactly. I'm not keeping, like, I'm keeping this baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just tell that stuff, right? Like, but did you make me nut? Nah, you didn't. So shut up. And then it's like, oh, you know what? She has a point.
She does have a point.
I can't even hold you. Like, you can do what you want with the baby. Fact. But yeah, I do feel like, yeah, I feel like women shouldn't be the only ones responsible. Like, because it feels like, oh, it's like kind of with this bill, it's like, oh, these women need to help be held responsible for wanting to be pregnant or something. But guys don't get a punishment. Like, I don't know.
They don't, okay. But that's always been society's point on it anyway, that since guys kind of built society that we don't really get the punishment.
Yeah, that's just and it's like
power, like, of the penis, honestly.
Men have somewhat of an advantage.
For a fact.
I mean we're black men, but
yeah, so you know, we're a little down on the scale, but we control the culture though, so are we exactly really down on the scale?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, when it comes to pop culture, yeah, we are at the front helm, in my opinion. But when it comes to things like this, like, we're okay, we have the advantage because we're men, but we're, you know, we're the minority, so it's like, damn, like, I don't know.
It's hard.
And then it's like, man, it's crazy. It just, this whole thing is dumb. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't have any educational words to explain. I just think it's dumb. Like, this whole thing is stupid. I feel like you're putting women back. Like, didn't we just fight a case about on this called Roe versus Wade?
Yeah.
Like, we literally just went through this whole mm-hmm. thing. And, like, now, by just this bill, you're just going to put people back to that time where now they have to go do it illegally, which could possibly, you know, harm their bodies. And then they won't be able to – it's like they'd have to do it illegally. They got to go down to Mexico to some, like, backyard doctor.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, yeah. And it's like – and the thing is, it really wasn't that long ago. We were just – doing this, like, we were just talking about this, and it's funny how history seems to repeat itself every time. Facts. So we never learn our lesson. History repeats itself for no reason. Like, we're going to go back to a pre Roe versus Wade situation. Like, that's just how it is. Like
Mm-mm-mm.
People think, and then it's like people are very ignorant when it comes to pro life and all that, because they think that they're doing the kid a favor when the kid is then growing up, they're going to be psychological nightmares because they weren't given the love or support or whatever they needed. And then they're going to be, you know, forced to do stuff. And I don't know, not forced to do anything, but it's like, they're going to grow up a certain way that's not healthy.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, of course.
Because I would imagine if a woman gave birth to a rape baby, I'm pretty sure she's not going to look at it
the same
with love.
Yeah. Yeah.
With exactly. Love and support. You're going to look at it like you're lucky I didn't abort you. So it's like, and kind of like, I don't know. I can't speak for them.
Yeah, because we definitely don't know how that is. But
exactly. See, last thing, like, I just feel like because I was put into, like, the way I was brought up, I don't know. I don't know, like, how people go through all that. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I keep saying I don't know because I don't know.
You're saying I don't know because it's honesty. We don't know.
Like, yeah. We kind of just put ourselves back. And we seem to do that. We've seemed to have been doing that lately. We've been putting ourselves back in terms of, like, with this type of stuff. Like, when it comes to race and all this stuff.
I just don't get, like, I don't get why.
Like, yeah, like, we always put ourselves back to that past. And it's, like, I thought we were progressing, mm-hmm. as you know, I thought we were pretty progressive until, you know, these 25 white dudes from Alabama that probably get no play at home decided to, you know, do this. Like, bro, do you know how, like, petty you have to be to, like, have put that bill out and to think that you were doing the right thing to nod your head and be like, yep, all right.
Well, like you said, though, it's about the religion. If they respect more,
there's supposed to be this so-called separation, but there's only a separation when we feel like there needs to be a separation.
Well, that's another thing that I always think about. If there's separation between church and state, right? But the people who are in the state go to church, and then the morals of the church come into their moral code, then they're really acting like the church.
Yeah, and then it's like, wow, this is not okay. Like,
yeah.
Then it's like, I don't know. Then you're using your personal morals to affect everybody's life.
You know, exactly. That's
kind of selfish.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But then again, it's so, the ignorance is bliss thing. Like, maybe they just don't know. They don't know better. Like, if you ask someone, is killing the babies right or wrong? They're going to think about what they think was wrong. And if they're like, well, I read the Bible, and the Bible says that it's wrong, then I'm just going to use that as reference, even though I'm not saying that it's from the Bible. It's just what I've been taught, so it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
So here's the thing about the Bible. Like, I'm a Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the Bible, bro, do you know how long ago the Bible was written?
Ooh, yeah.
Do you know how long ago
that was written? It's been written a long time.
It was written a long time ago. Do you know how many different people have touched and written stuff in the Bible?
A lot of people.
So you're going to tell me that whatever you read in the Bible is law? Yeah. If there's millions of people, not even millions, there's different versions of the Bible, and there's different people who've written stuff in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna, I don't know, it's just funny, people, and it's like a lot of these people, oh, they go by one Bible verse and they take it literally, and I don't know, I feel like the Bible is up for interpretation to a degree. Not like a lot of the things like in the Bible is up for interpretation, I believe, because you know how long ago it was written. Here's the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the Second Amendment? People are like Second Amendment people, right? And like the right to bear arms and stuff. Like, people take that so seriously, but do you understand that that was written at a time where we didn't think we would be able to conjure up the automatic machine gun? Like, a lot of these things, like, do you understand? Like, a lot of these things were written at a time. It was meant for their time. So it was like, okay, like, it would make more sense. But it's like, I don't know. People take stuff out of the Bible too seriously. And then it's like, not seriously, but they take it to a certain degree. And then it's like, oh, damn. Like, yeah, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like people take one part of the Bible and look at it with only one eye open. And then they're like, yep, okay. And then, because there's this dude, when I went to the University of Arizona, there's this dude named Brother Dean or something. You can look him up on YouTube. He has his own little Vice special. It was so weird. He would go out into the, like, courtyard area of the school, and then he would talk about, oh, if you've had premarital sex, woman, you are whores. You're being damned to hell immediately. You're heathens. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is exactly why, like, I don't. This is exactly the type of person that would think the same way these Alabama lawmakers are thinking, because they literally are looking at something with one eye open and not both.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And about, like, especially about the followers, but I don't think the problem, the problem is kind of is with the Bible, but how can I say it? Like, it's a problem that I feel like it's more on the followers than the Bible, because Christianity, when it was like growing and like people wanted to become Christian, was like the one that everyone wanted to be, like back in the Constantinople and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. People would like want to be Christian because they were so happy, and they weren't really judging them. They were just, people were just like dumbfounded. Why, how come you're so happy? Why do you have so many spirit? And they'll be like, oh, because I believe in God. And then they led by action instead of, you know, like belittling people and telling them like, oh, you're going to hell. You feel me? Instead of being like, all right, you do you, watch how I grow. And then if you want to grow like me, then follow. If not, then don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I feel like people, the people who, the disciples weren't, I mean, like, follow, you're trash, you feel me? He was like, you're probably going to go to hell if you don't follow me. Look at me do all these miracles. If you want to be in the presence of all these miracles, you should probably follow me. Then,
yeah.
Because no matter, God is all forgiving. In the sense of it. And I'm sure, I mean, all a lot of mine as like, well, by nature. Yeah. The first that we did, then I wonder, you feel me? So that's how I feel about it. But I could definitely